Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. We're continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Ad Delo Yada Bein Araham LeBaruch Mordechai. This is the third shiur. In the previous shiur, we spoke about Nekama, how all the Nekama that we take, all the revenge, is Nikmas Hashem. It has nothing to do with any personal vendettas, but it's all to carry out the revenge of Hashem. And this requires further understanding. What's the idea, taka, behind Nikmas Hashem? Why does Hashem need to take Nekama? But before we explain that, I would just like to clarify one point that B'siyata Dishmaya I made in the previous shir, but I didn't fully explain. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that it was Dafka Shmuel HaKatan who was metaken the bracha of Vilamal Shinim. And why was he attacking the bracha of Vila Malshinim? Why dafka him? So about that is a beautiful idea, a well-known idea, I think. I'm going to make it even more well-known now. That it says in Pirkei Avos that Shmuel HaKatan used to say, Hu ayoi mer pasuk. Usually in Pirkei Avos they don't call psukim, but mamish a pasuk from Tanakh. Don't be happy at the downfall of your enemy, lest God see it and be angry and turn his wrath against you, away from him. So that's what he used to say. In other words, Shmuel HaKatan, his motto was, don't rejoice at the downfall of your enemy. And that explains the Gemara Brachas. Why Dafka was Shmuel HaKatan? Why was he the one who was misaking Vila Malshinim, the Bracha, about the downfall of the Rishayim? Because he wasn't happy at the downfall of the Rishayim. It was all about Nikmas Hashem. So what I'd like to do with you today, sweetest friends, is take this idea, this notion of Nikmas Hashem, one step further. And this is all, again, continuing our topic of Ad Lo Yada. We were talking about Ad Lo Yada, that we don't know the difference. We don't know the difference between Arham Baruch Mordechai. In both ways, God's name becomes great. That's Nikmas Hashem. So now we're going to talk more about Nikmas Hashem and how Hashem's name becomes great when the Rishayim are punished. And we're going to be basing, this time our Shir is going to be based on the Sefer Michtav Melio on Purim on page 123. We know that Mishnechnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, when Adar comes in, we increase our Simcha. And just like in Av, we're Mimayit B'Simcha, which means that from Rosh Chodesh and on, our Simcha becomes less and less, until we get to Tisha B'Av. So too in Chodesh Adar, we're marvin b'simcha, that every day we're more and more happy. And that's a special avodah pnimis hamiyuchedes, that's a special avodah that we have to do, to be matzmiach, to make the simcha sprout, to make the simcha develop. And the question is, what's the idea behind this development of simcha? What is this hispatchus ha-simcha of Adar? And not only that, we know from the Arizal that Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. It's only like Purim, but Purim is the ikar. So what's the idea? What's the relationship between Yom Kippur and Purim? I mean, there are lots of connections. Lots. On both of them, there are lots. On Purim, there was the lot of Haman. And on Yom Kippur, there are the lots that they take to determine which animal will go as a carbon to Hashem and which animal will be thrown over the cliff. So that's one relationship between the two holidays. In any event, we want to see what's so special about Yom Kippur. What makes Yom Kippur greater? What makes Purim greater than Yom Kippur? So in the famous Kuntres HaChesed, Rav Dessler already explained that we think that we love somebody and therefore we give. But the truth is also the opposite. Because we give, we love. The more we give to somebody, the more we're going to love that person. That's a secret of Rav Dessler, of Torah, of Yiddishkeit, that the more you give to somebody, the more you invest in somebody, the more you're going to love them. So if there's somebody you don't love, invest in them, give to them, spend time with them, spend money on them, invest energy in them, and you're going to like them more. That's in human nature. The more you give, the more you love. Now, if a person's forced to give, then that's the opposite of being of generosity. Nedivus and hechreach are tarti desasri. If you're forced, if you're compelled, then it's not generosity. And if it's generosity, then it's not being compelled. When can you really be generous? When can you really be a giving person? Only when you have bechira. You have to choose to give. And then if you choose to give, that's going to bring you to ava. Because you've chosen to give, and the more you give, the more you invest, the more you love. And therefore we find by Malachim only the Bechina of Yira. We only find fear. As the Maharal says, Osin Be'ema Ritzon Koinem. By Malachim, Lo shayach ava b'malachim. By malachim we don't find love. We only find fear. As it says in Yechezkel, v'yira lahem, fear to them. Because they don't understand bechira. And therefore they don't have this isnatvus, they don't have this generosity and this ava. Ava is giving, you want to give, malachim don't have that. And that's what we say in davening. V'nosnim ba'ava reshuz ze lo ze. The ava is that they have achdus amongst themselves. Not that they really have ava, what we call ava. Not that they have ava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's only reserved for human beings. We also say sasim v'smeichem lasas v'son konam. Sasim, we say in Kel Adonah, Kol HaMasim, Baruchim, Baruchim, Fikol Neshama, Gadlo V'tuah, etc., etc. Sasim v'smeichem lasas v'son So they talk about sasan and simcha, but this idea of ava, this idea of ava of wanting to give out of love, that we don't find by the malachim. So the malachim are primarily yira. We don't find ava because they don't have this mid of nedivus that's reserved for human beings, and that's why the Arizal explains that Adam Arishon sinned because he wanted to expand the area of his bechira, because he wanted his nadvus. He wanted to be able to have more bechira. The more you have bechira, the harder it is for you to do the right thing. And then you do the right thing, the more of a loving person you become. The harder it is for me to give to my friend, to my spouse, to my child. And the more I give, the greater a person I become. So Adam, it was easy for him to do the right thing before he sinned. He wanted to ingest that Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, he wanted to have good and bad inside of him, and then choose to do good. That would increase his mid of nedivus. Chazal say, Matan Torah, God put over the mountain over their head like a barrel. And the Maharal explains, by the way, that's a barrel of beer. By the way, that's what a gigis is, which is Purim, obviously. Heviani al beis hayayin. Zay beis yayin, mashal Sinai, the Midrash says. That's all, it's all about drinking. Sinai is yayin, Purim. Hadar kiblu b'me'ach ha-shverosh. Kvaldik. Anyway, back to our show. The Maharal explains that this idea of kofalem harge gigigis, what we mean? God literally put the mountain over their head? Explains the Maharal, no. That they saw, another Mefarshim as well, I think it's Meshech Chachma says this, that they saw with such great behirus, with such great clarity, that the God is God and that they have to receive the Torah. And therefore, they accepted the Torah because they had that clarity. That's what it means, kofalem harge gigigis. It's not that they were literally forced, but they just, you know, it's like a person's riding his car and he sees he's about to go off the cliff. So he's forced to make a left turn before he goes off the cliff when he's going straight. Is he really forced to? No. He can go straight, but then he'll fall off the cliff, and that he obviously won't do. So here also, they could have not accepted the Torah, but they saw that suicidal. They had to accept it, because they knew, otherwise what's life? Otherwise what's the purpose of existence? So they had to. So then they had such clarity, and they got to the level of Adam Rishon before the sin. Everything was clear. It was Emes and Sheker, there wasn't Ra and Tov. Everything, they had complete clarity. And therefore, they didn't have this meat of nedivus. They didn't have this meat of giving because they were forced to receive the Torah. We said that hechreach and nedivus. When you're forced to do something, that's the opposite of being generous and benevolent. If you're forced, it's not generosity. And if it's generosity, it's not forced. Matan Torah was forced, and therefore it wasn't generosity. In the time of Achashverosh, they went and they were makabel the Torah again. There was mitzad ha-bechira, mitzad that the Jewish people did chew. They wanted it, that God was hiding his face. And we returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we're going to get to the idea of nekama, this notion that we discussed in the previous shir. It says in Tana de Leo Zuta, the teachings of Elio Anavi, which is a minhag of Hasidim to learn on Motzei Shabbos, maybe other people as well. I know that in Tolna, we're zocha on Motzei Shabbos to hear shiurim from the Tolna Rebbe. If you're interested in listening to them, you can go to Kol HaShiurim. And there they have the shiurim of the Tolna Rebbe, Motzei Shabbos, Tana de Elio. Hope your Yiddish is good. It says that at the time of the Geula, the Malachi Asharis would come, and they want to sing shiur in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they don't find him. And they go to the Yam, and they say to the Yam, do you know where God is? You see him recently? And the Yam says, no. God's children went through the sea, after the Jews went through the sea, I haven't seen God. So then the angels go to Har Sinai and say to Har Sinai, have you seen God? And Har Sinai says, no, since Matan Torah, we haven't seen him. He goes to Zion. He says, have you seen God? And then Zion says, no. God left, Shechina left Zion, and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. I haven't seen him. So Yeshayo says, who are you looking for? And they say, we're looking for God. So Yeshayo answers, oh, he came out of Edom. As it says, Mizabame Edom, Chometz Pagadami Batzer. So he came out of Edom. Now, what's important here is the Hosaf on the Medrash of Rav Moshe Darshan. It says that Mize Bame Adam, Mao Mize, who is this? What does that mean? That lost it. Lord HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge against Edom, he himself. And he's not going to tell the angels. And the angels are going to want to sing and they're not going to find him. And they're going to go to the sea, etc., etc. Why don't the Malachim know? Why won't they find him to say, Shira Lasid Lavo? Well, how can you not find God? Malokal Eretz Kavoidah. So we have to understand that there's no such thing as nekama. There's no such thing as revenge, Mitzad Hashem. Because nekama means that you are restoring the blemished honor of the one who was hurt. And that's not shaykh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in no way hurt, in no way harmed by Averus. So therefore you can't talk about nekama. Somebody hurts my feelings, I want to take revenge, Chas v'Shalom. That's because I want to restore my honor. He hurt my feelings. But that's not shaykh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the idea behind Nikmas Hashem? When our recognition of God is blemished by sins, sins are Chilul Hashem. Nikama is a Kiddush Hashem. When a person is punished for sins, that's the Kiddush Hashem. Chilul Hashem, Chilul means an open hollow space, an empty space. That's Chilul Hashem. It is empty of godliness. Nikama is Kiddush Hashem. It's filling up with holiness because now you see, oh, there is a God. Hashem is also Shvatim. Those who understand how much of a Chil Hashem there is with Averus will understand the Kiddush Hashem of Nekama. And that's what it means in Parashas Matos. That the Onish of Midian is called, in the words of Moshe, Nikmas Hashem b'Midian. But God calls it Nikmas b'nei Yisrael. Because the Tikkun, the rectification that comes through this Nekama, is only for the purpose of the Jews in their own Hasagas. That's Nikmas Yisrael. So our perspective is, hey, we want to restore God's honor, but there's no real honor for God. Because we're doing it on behalf of God. But God doesn't be'etzem need nekama, because God doesn't have feelings that his feelings are hurt. But we, our own hasaga, our own comprehension of God's greatness is impaired and harmed when the Gentiles are victorious in their evil ways over the Jews. So therefore, the nekama comes to show, hey, God is running the show. This is a world filled with godliness. It's a great world. And it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Shtaiten, Meseches Brachas, and Aflam, Gimel, and Aleph, Gedol the Nekama Shedin, the Mein Beis Osiyo. Nekama is great because it was given in between two letters, two words in the names of God. Kel Nekamos Hashem. Kel is Shem of Chesed, and Yud Kei Vav Kei is Chesed, and Nekama is in between. In other words, the toichen, the content of Nikmas Hashem is Chesed. Chesed before and Chesed afterwards. So it's Ratzuf b'Chesed, because that's restoring the Kiddush Hashem in the world to our perspective. Now the Malachim don't understand the Bechira of a person. They said, Ma'enosh ki tiskarenu. They say, hey, somebody's choosing good. So what? Imagine a guy wakes up in the morning and he says, should I punch my mother in the face or shouldn't I punch my mother in the face? If a person would say that, I would refer him to psychiatric evaluation. If he has a havamin, if he has an inclination, if he has a notion, if he entertains the notion that he should punch his mother in the face. By the way, sweetest friends, what happens when you entertain a notion? The notion has a fantastic time. Anyway, so the malachim don't understand the idea of bechira. How do you have a notion to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Vi ken zayin. How can this possibly be? How's there a havamin, even if you do the right thing? But it's so clear to them that you have to follow Hashem. So what are you thinking that you shouldn't follow? That's why human beings were created. So for them, it's like it's shigal. It's complete insanity. Why on earth would somebody want to kill himself and do an aveira? And not only that, not only they don't understand bechira, they don't understand how an aveira of a rasha causes a chilul Hashem amongst us. Let's say a person walks out of a mental institution, a psychiatric facility, and starts insulting me. So I'm not going to be upset, because I realize he has serious mental problems, lo aleinu. There's no chil in me. I'm not insulted, because I realize he has a serious problem. The malachim don't understand. If a person sins, it's the person's own craziness. It's not a chil Hashem at all. There's no desecration of God's name. So since the malachim don't understand the idea of chil Hashem, because they understand, they see God's greatness so clearly, Memela, they also don't understand the Bechin of Kiddush Hashem, that Nekama is coming to fix this Chilul. And now we understand the Medrash. The Medrash says that God doesn't tell the whole idea of Nekama to the Malachi Asharis, because they have no Sheiches, they have no relationship to these Hasagos. And when they come and say Shira, in other words, when they're coming to do the Shlichas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're teaching the Nevraim, the whole Inyan of Shira, they want to say Shira, Bebchinas Ayishanos. They go to Sinai, that's Gevaldik, God appears on Har Sinai, that the Malachim can understand. Yam, Kriyas Yamsuf, that the angels can understand. Tzion, the Beis HaMikdash, that the Malachim can understand. But that's not the Derech of today. Because after HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in those places, he sort of hid himself with Chorban and other types of hiding. And they don't understand then the revelation of Nekama. And therefore they say, hey, where's God? Where is the place where the revelation of God's glory is apparent? And Yeshayahu is explaining to them from a human perspective that, hey, you dudes don't understand. It's all about Nikmas Hashem. You guys don't chap. Holech HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasis Nekama be'edom hu ba'atzmai v'lo yodiyah mahalcha l'malachai asharis u'mavakshin lo mashir ve'im motzenosu. He's not going to tell the Malachi Asharis what he's trying to do, because the Malachi Asharis don't understand. It's beyond them, because they don't understand the Chilul Hashem, and they can't understand the Kiddush Hashem in Nikmas HaGoyim. Because they look at the world, they say, but it's so clear that God is the greatest, so what does it matter what anybody's doing? But from a human perspective, we understand. We understand the tikkun of the Pagam and Kavod Hashem when he takes Nekama. But again, it's not about us. It's about Hashem. It's about restoring the lost honor of Hashem from the human perspective. Now, says Rav Dessler, Be'ikar gilui nes purim, yesh mibchinat gilui hanekama. When we talk about the nes of Purim, that's the revelation of God's revenge. As it says, v'nafochu. Everything was switched around in Purim. That's the nekama of Hashem. And Mordechai, Haman prepares a tree to hang Mordechai, and Haman ends up on the tree. And the purpose of this Kiddush Hashem is to develop within ourselves this perception of Kiddush Hashem, that there is a Nekama. And therefore we can see the great chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ooh, you're doing Nekama. Wow, you're great. Thank you so much. You're helping us appreciate your greatness. And thereby connecting to Him. And then we have a tremendous simcha. We see a Kiddush Hashem. And the Melech, we have simcha, we have ava. Wow, gefaldik. We have such gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gratitude generates love. And that's what Chazal said, Hadru kiblu ab me'achashverosh, that the Jewish people were makabel once again the Torah in the time of Achashverosh, because the simcha and akaras hatov that they had when they saw the nekama brought to nedivus, to generosity. Umikan ba avashi toldata nedivut, and then comes the love, which is a outgrowth of the generosity, of the giving, of this feeling of, hey, I want to receive the Torah. I want to receive Torah's Hashem. This is gevaldik. That's what you feel when you feel good, you want to do something for somebody. So now we understand why they were makabel the Torah and Purim and Nedivus Vavah. Like Rashi says, me'avas ha'nes. They had this great miracle. They had this great nekama taken against the goyim v'napochu. Everything switched around. At k'dei kach, as I'll say, mibnei bonav shel Haman lamdu Torah b'nei Brak. That's the greatest v'napochu of all, I think. Haman's great-great-grandchildren are learning Torah in b'nei Brak. Moiritik. I once read an article about descendants of Nazis, mamish, who are from Yidden. Who would have thought? Yeah. They were misguided and they became religious. So now we understand the whole idea of Purim, that we see the Nikmas Hashem, we see the Kiddush Hashem, and then Mela we have a Karas HaTov, that, oh, now we appreciate your greatness, God. We see how everything that looked bad was really good. Everything that looked bad was really for our best, like we spoke about in the previous year. U'mimene Yivashaya, mihamen Yivashaya. That the Yeshua comes from Haman. Thank you, Haman. Thank you for helping Esther become queen, Haman. Thank you for getting Mordechai and the horse wearing the king's clothes, Haman. V'tzorach l'tbonen b'zeh harbeh, u'l'harbot et ha'simcha madrego yisrabois, ki al-dei eschachis ha'simcha v'chol darga tigda al-kar tzatov. Listen, the happier you are, the more you feel appreciation. And the more appreciation you feel, the happier you become. And then you become more giving, more kind. And you want to do more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Yisod in the Chovetz HaLevavos of Avos Hashem is built on HaKadosh HaTov. God, you do so much for me. Why can't I give you back? You give me eyes. You give me ears. You're gevaldik HaKadosh Baruch. And we already start in Rosh Chodesh. Shenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. And And we continue with this avoda every day of others, nochan avoda, noch aggressor is simcha, greater simcha, greater simcha. And now we can understand Tyre Yidin's sweetest friends and most beloved, may I add, that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. It's like Purim. Because Yom Kippur purifies us from our sins through Yira, Yira Sa'inesh, Yira Sa'chit, Yira Sa'romimus. Ooh, God is great. Ooh, am I in fear? Ooh, am I in awe? Ooh, did I sin? But that's Yira. However, there's a higher level in Yira, and that's called Ava, and that's Purim. And that's Simcha B'Kiddush Hashem Shebenakama, and that's Akaras HaTov, and that's Hisnatvus HaNefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should all be Zochem et Hashem to continue to increase daily, momently, our HaKaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our appreciation of His Nisim Shebuchol Yom Imanu, every second of every day. Nisim Gedolim Atzumim V'Nefloim. And through this, we'll get to higher and higher levels of Simcha. And in that schus, we should be zochem et Hashem b'karov to the pasuk simchas olam al roisham b'vias Mashiach tzedkenu b'mehiru v'yameinu amen v'yameinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.